สวัสดีค่ะ Hello everyone This is Thailand today and I am Kusuma Yothasun Human capital development is fundamental building a good and forward looking organization be it family run to small and medium businesses and large corporations to a country In a competitive environment a well educated well trained workforceis widely recognized as an underlying factor that makes an economy shrink and competitive. Formal education, however, is not sufficient to prepare students or would-be employees to adapt to a rapidly evolving workplace demands in an increasingly globalized world. In addition to technology expertise and foreign language proficiency,knowledge of and exploration of different culture and society of the key trade partner has become the key qualifications. Thailand Today is glad to welcome to our program Professor Dr. Jira Wongradarum, who as a Secretary General of the Foundation for International Human Resources Development. And we also have Ajahn Patravati Krongklau. She is an English teacher of Thaesirin Lopkao School who will brief us on an ambitious workshop, the ASEAN Thaesirin Knowledge Camp 2015. Please welcome Professor Dr. Jira Wongradarum. He is the Secretary General of the Foundation of International Human Resources Development. And also we have here Ajahn, or the lecturer of the Kun Patravati Krongklau. He is an English teacher of Thaesirin Lopkao School. So thank you, Swadika, for both of you. Welcome to Thailand Today. So how much of the ASEAN and the human development to come into it?
Well, my job in the past few years, we work already in ASEAN
yes,
for many years, because this foundation was set up by the cabinet.
Oh yes,
under the Prime Minister Chuan Lik Pai
about
15 years ago.
Okay.
So we have worked in the field of international cooperation, but this project, in particular, the Lopkao Thaesirin and 8 schools of Thaesirin,
yes,
altogether 9 schools,
okay,
they decided to ask me to work with them for the Thaesirin ASEAN Knowledge Camp project,
which
is coming on the 2nd and to 7th of June of this year. So I use my whole connection because I'm the alumni of Thaesirin myself.
Okay.
And we conducted knowledge camping for our local networks, 10 schools, for the last 13 years.
Oh, yes.
So when her boss, Director Mong Khon, decided to ask me to advise him to do the ASEAN Thaesirin Knowledge Camping. So I was so pleased to be able, as a former alumni of Thaesirin, as somebody who believe in, as you know, ASEAN is connectivity.
Of course.
And for youth at high school level, when they work together, they go to university, they still keep in touch. And then where they work, they will keep in touch. I think developing youth has a long-term benefit. Okay, so I felt that this sort of project is the initiative of her director without asking any resources from the government.
It must be very strong.
Okay, so they rely on their own network, including the alumni, people like us.
Yes, please. You mentioned about the ASEAN Thaesirin Knowledge Camp. Knowledge Camp 2015. So what are the activities actually?
Well, Knowledge Camp is not about knowing English, physics, or chemistry, like CHEM in general.
Yes.
Knowledge CHEM is about sharing ideas about long-term development.
Okay. Yeah.
So when I develop this kind of project, I yes. want the young people to get to know each other. And because we invite 6 countries from ASEAN.
From ASEAN, yes. Okay?
So they will form into 8 groups. Okay.
Yes.
And each group would have their own topic.
Ah, yes.
For example, energy, environment, economics, agriculture. Okay. So they will have some guest speakers, of course.
From them.
Yeah. From local people.
All right.
Distinguished speakers from like for example, we open with His Excellency Privy Councillor Atenitik.
Okay.
Yes. He will come to speak about the King philosophy, right?
Right.
So
self-sufficiency.
The people, yeah. The people in ASEAN. Myself, I will talk about human capital, which I developed. We call 8Ks and 5Ks. Well, K is a German name for capital.
Capital, okay.
8 is the basic foundation.
All right.
For example, like ethical capital, intellectual capital. And 5 about expanding human capital into the world, like creativity, innovation, and knowledge, and things like that.
Yeah.
So I was really loved. And then I have Dr. At Ong Chum Sai.
Who is a
famous person.
Very famous, yes.
We have our alumni, Dr. Suvit Kunkiti,
who
used to be former prime minister.
Deputy, yes.
We will talk about life science, biotechnology. We have so many speakers, including Somchai Pakpanwiwat, who will speak about
the
ASEAN cooperation. And then when the people listen to it, they have to form into groups. I will divide it into 8 groups among ASEAN students.
Yes.
And then we have coach
each
to plan. So when they finish the last day on the 7th, they have to present projects that they will work together after they leave, when they enter universities. And they work together. It's like you remember the Japan used to promote the
the ship of the like Nippon Maru or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think I will keep them because now social media is very very important. So when they leave, they will keep in touch with them.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing about it, we select students from 9 schools.
Mm-hmm.
We have to speak English.
Yes. I want to ask you because the ASEAN is totally 10 countries and you selected 8.
Well,
the other two?
We invite all of them, but some of the country cannot join us.
They're not ready for
that. Some of the difficulties. So we invite all of them. We invite even China. China will come.
We have allies. But by the way, it seems to be a very for students? Because
no, we planned them for already 4 months.
I see.
The people of Nai School of Tepserin, I think 6, am I? For
yes.
each school.
Yes, 8.
Yeah, 8.
Mm-hmm.
For local participation, there'll be 8 from each school in Tepserin.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to speak English.
Yes.
They have to train how to participate. So the benefit is not just to learn English, you have to participate in English during this workshop.
Mm-hmm. So this is a relevant to of the future of ASEAN, you think?
Of course. See, ASEAN CHEM has many activities in different locations, right? But this one initiated by high school.
They're very interesting.
And they don't depend on any government support.
Yes.
But we inform the government, for example, on the certificate will be signed by His Excellency Minister of Education when they receive.
You,
at the end of the ceremony, the a representative of mm-hmm. his minister will come to close, mm-hmm. opening by our Privy Councillor mm-hmm. and closed by the government of Thailand.
So there is also foreign school delegates also participating in this, so they'll be able to
because
communicate.
English is the communication system. So if our local students cannot speak,
that's why.
Cannot communicate, then the purpose of this camp is zero. All right.
Exactly.
So we select. Those from the 9 schools, each of them already been prepared, trained by the local teachers, including some of the foreign teachers. And may I tell you, we not only the speaker that I told you, I select 4 books.
What kind of?
Well, some of it economic, some of it sort of. Not textbook. Talk about
reading for
their reading, and each of them already have the reading, and we send it even to our participants from ASEAN. Mm-hmm. So when they come, they will discuss. See, yes. The workshop is the key. It's not about lecture and things like that. Mm. And our director Jan Mongkon, when he appeared on my TV. Mm-hmm. I asked them, what is the benefit?
Yes, I was about to ask you now.
First language.
Okay.
It inspire young people to be courageous about how to speak language.
All right.
And second, more important, is critical thinking. See? Because in the past, teaching is one way. Ajahn teach, student take exams.
Right down.
As you know, I'm in the field of human capital for the last 35 years.
Yes, sir.
And I develop a learning system where I inspire, I ask them many, many questions. And I don't want only one solution. I want them to have a teamwork and things like that. So I think the success is not only the end of the workshop. The success is that these students, at the age of 16, 15, 16, 17, they will form a group, right, among 8 or 9 countries.
Yes.
And when they go to university, some of them may be doctor, some may be in medical science, some may be in agriculture, some of them in energy and things like that. So they will think about the project that they propose in this workshop, because each group must propose ASEAN networking project. Although they may not be able to do it because they're still in the younger age. But then when they go to university, they will keep in touch. And I tell you, there'll be a second workshop, second year in planning already, that if it's good, we will continue to do this, and maybe we can use some of the country like Cambodia, for example, may host a project like this next year. But Thailand still
may push
in the future, because in human capital you cannot do once and then disappear, right?
Yes.
You have to keep working on creating network among.
What are the age actually?
Actually, they are Matayum 4.
Matayum 4 is what? Like
16 years
16.
Old.
They'll be able to do that?
They are eager to learn, and they are.
We select them already.
We have just a handful of bright students, right? So how to create a future students, more and more in our country.
May I ask, you are very smart, you see, although only few of them joined the knowledge camp.
Yes, yes, sir.
But Director Mongkon already planned that when all the delegates from ASEAN came, the 3,000 students at Lok Rao will be joining them, especially on the opening ceremony.
The first day we have already planned, especially the flag ceremony. We show the ASEAN students how we do in the morning and let some representative from our school interview some of the ASEAN students, and then let the students, the 3,000 students, ask some of the questions.
Can you name some of the 8 countries that participating?
China.
China.
Indonesia.
Indonesia. Laos. Myanmar. Yes. Cambodia. Yeah. And Laos.
Laos.
We invite all of them. For example, I invite Malaysian student. You know why?
Yes.
Because Tunku Abdul Rahman, the Prime Minister of Thailand, of Malaysia, who was a first
former.
He was a student of Tefsirin. But unfortunately, we did not have enough time for them. But next time, I think, because Tefsirin already produced so many prime ministers in Thailand, but also we produced Prime Minister of
such
Malaysia. And we are very proud that Tunku Abdul Rahman went to Tefsirin, and before that he went to Penang Boy College. So I wrote a letter to Penang Boy College. They say next year they'll have more time to prepare to join the group. So I think, but you are right that the benefit is maybe confined to few students. But at least in Tefsirin context, we have people from Chiang Mai.
Yes.
We have people from Northeast. We have people from Somut Prakan. So we spread the knowledge among 8 students that represent, and hopefully they will inspire further role of the other students that could not attend this workshop. Okay.
Because is this the first time? No.
Yes, it's actually the first time in Thailand.
In Thailand? you mean other
by ASEAN?
Other ASEAN countries have been conducted this before?
No. This is an initiative of.
Oh, in ASEAN then?
I think at the university level and other level, I've done it. But at high school level, 16 years old, I think this is the first time. Okay, so that's why I appreciate your acceptance to interview us, you know, because to spread the news to other high school that you, if you have the initiative, you have the commitment,
exactly.
You don't have to wait for anybody, you just have to work for it. Okay, so in fact, if you have time, I would like to invite you to have a look at some of the workshop that we do.
Let me go down a little bit on these students from ASEAN. They themselves are from where? I mean, we know that you are from Thailand, from Tefsirin, which is a very advanced, very famous institute.
Let me tell you, this is where the foundation help Tefsirin, because
yes,
if they connect the school themselves,
yes,
sometimes take longer and they go to government. So I use my network. For example, in Indonesia, can I tell you, Indonesia, 14 of them came,
welcome.
14 of them.
Wow.
Because
they support themselves. Are they supporting themselves?
Yeah, for Indonesia, because they are relatively well-to-do, so they will take they pay for their traveling.
Oh, very good.
But local expense we take care. 14 come from and Cambodia.
Yes.
Very interesting. The school that came are the school that Somdet Pathet actually support.
Yes.
And may I tell you that the Deputy Minister of Education of Cambodia also want to be in the camp.
Oh!
He will stay and he will be here on the 2nd, and then he will stay until the 6th.
And for China, because I work with 2 provinces, Guangxi and Yunnan.
Yes.
So they were part of the GMS, Greater Mekong Sub-region. And for Laos, of course, we my foundation has a lot of connection with them.
And also there's a lot of, a few of their Royal His Majesty own projects there.
Yes, yes. So I think we will interview those who work in the Somdet Pathet school in Cambodia. And the Deputy Minister actually came himself.
Oh.
So I'm I'm so happy that this sort of networking expand beyond all his school. Okay?
He has to reduce his age to 16 to be in the camp. So what is your expectation from this guy, this?
Well, maybe as people who, what do you expect this?
First, we expect a student in terms of like team building.
Okay.
We want them to learn how to solve a problem. Mm. We give them such a situation for them to find a solution, and also they learn about culture, I mean cultural exchange, and also self-education, that they learn by themselves.
Okay.
And the most important is that the lifelong friendship that we expect.
Yeah.
And the networking also.
Yes. Ajahn, talk about cultural exchange. So they bring their culture to be joined.
Oh, yeah. Especially the last night, they will show we will have party, yeah? And they will have to show their culture.
We ask them to bring their own dress and some of their cultural show, so that they can. Actually, I tell you from my own experience, young people in ASEAN, when they get together, there is no barrier.
Mm-hmm. Music, not like the elders.
Actually, the
good thing is that they will keep in touch when they go to university. Because, as you know, for me, as somebody who do human capital for the last 35 years, human capital is not a one-stop service. We have to continue. Because in order to change behavior of people to become one community, as we call ASEAN, we have to keep sharing diversities. Okay, so in my work, I never thought that one day school like Tepsirin will decide to do ASEAN project. You see, because ASEAN project is not easy, because you have to bring
deal with many other,
and then we have to. But I have to admire the way the school ready for it, right? Because all the ajahns, teachers, and even parents,
and cooperation,
and the community around school, they're quite willing to share this aspiration. So I was very pleased to be a small part of it.
So accomplished of your mission. And congratulations for the success. And we wish you for whatever you're undertaking to be a successful one. So fortunate. Next time, come back again, because our time, we have time for you. So I believe this has been an interesting subject, as we heard from Professor Dr. Jira Homradarum and Ajahn Patravati Kongkleo of the hard work and collaborations of the Foundation and Septirin Romkao School, which are existed by some Thailand's best and brightest minds in organizing the ASEAN Tepsirin Knowledge Camp 2015 to prepare for these young leaders for the future. So again, the workshop to be held in Bangkok and Chonburi from June the 2nd to the 7th. Remember the motto of ASEAN: one vision, one identity, and one community. Thank you very much, and for being here. So Thailand Today this week is up. Until then, thank you for watching. I'm Kusuma Yu Thasbut. We also say goodbye to the audience together.
Thank you.
Sawasdee ka.